5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Chris Mead is the co-founder of CrossNet and the Founders Club. He is now building the world's best entrepreneurship community. Welcome to the show, Chris.
What's up, brother? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I love it. I 7 years ago, created the world's first four-way volleyball net. Didn't know a single person who had ever invented a sport before. I just knew that we made this prototype in my mom's backyard, and we were kind of in this weird stage of life where nobody was really happy with the direction that they were going. I was 24, 25 years old, thinking my life was just going to be cold calling and doing the sales job that I absolutely hated, and wanted to change my life. So we invented this thing called CrossNet that's now a pretty big backyard game. We sell it in almost like 10,000 doors and rolled out to Target this week, actually, which is pretty cool. And lived on a farm and in Connecticut, and moved down to Miami to start my life, and just became an entrepreneur. Trial by fire, and kept pushing, didn't give up, and took a long time to get to where we are today. But now it's pretty cool to see a sport actually come out of my mom's backyard and actually become legit and be in 15,000 schools now.
Yeah, it's got to be surreal to say the least.
It's cool for sure.
All right. So you're 24, you're not feeling great, resigned to cold calling for the rest of your life and thinking that there must be something more. Are your folks entrepreneurs? It's not obvious to me that you go from just being unhappy to all of a sudden becoming a business owner.
No, exactly the opposite, actually. I love my mom and love my mom to death. Lost my dad when I was 18, but no, we grew up super middle class, lower class, bouncing checks, recycling cans to keep the electricity on, right? Like that was the life I grew up in. And I always knew I wanted to just live life a little bit differently, right? Like I always felt like I wanted to move on from my town. I love my friends to death, but I just didn't want to be working a 9-to-5 and living for the Saturday and then sitting on your couch all Sunday knowing that you got to get up for work on Monday and you hate your life, right? Like that's a terrible way to live. And I just knew that if I didn't go for it, I would always have that regret. And I never wanted to be the dad to look his kids in the face and say, like, your dad never tried for his dreams. And not to say that inventing a sport was always my dream, but at least I didn't want to have this what if moment. If we didn't actually go out, liquidate our 401ks, move the floor to start the business, try for 2 years, I would still be sitting there thinking, what if I had the courage, you know? So yeah, I had to take a leap and had to take a chance. And I know for most people, it doesn't end up working out, but at least for me, I just wasn't going to be stopped.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. I think it's motivational and inspirational. I think it's really cool. Do you have a history of success, like with athletics or extracurriculars in school or jobs?
No, man, I wish, dude. I went to school for film and I got $200,000 into student loan debt for a film degree that I didn't end up using. I just wasn't going to get beat. Like I always knew I was going to succeed. I always knew that I was anything I put my mind to, like I could actually get that done. And for this, it was starting a better life, being able to provide for my family, and then putting myself in a position to just build my dream life. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's having the flexibility to do this podcast at 10 a.m. instead of having a manager look over my shoulders and yelling at me that I haven't called enough people at 10 a.m., right? So that's the life I'm building. And yeah, we bootstrapped the business from literally a couple thousand bucks to over 50 million in sales. We still own pretty much 100% of it. And then along the way, I just created this new company called The Founders Club about a year ago, which pretty much came out of necessity because as an entrepreneur down here in Miami and coming from a farm, it was so hard to meet people, right? It was just really, really hard. Instagram and LinkedIn, it's all smoke and mirrors, people pretending to actually be building stuff. You go, you can't relate to people that you meet at the bar. Nobody knows what you're doing. I'm just a nerdy kid on Shopify, right? And I wanted to build this community, and I found that people in my shoes were also hungry for the same thing.
It is it's why I ask about your folks or just people in your life, because if we don't have an example, then how do we become the thing that we want? Like it's easier if my dad was played in the NFL, I could probably see myself in the NFL, or if he started a business, then I probably could have seen myself starting a business. So it makes sense that you're seeking out community and now you're just creating it.
Yeah, and dude, 100, like a very fundamental, like I very much remember sitting at the kitchen table with my dad and him telling me about all the things that he wishes he would have done. And it was too late for him. And to see the look of his regret and disappointment sucked. I didn't want to be him when I grew up, and I love my dad to death, right? But I didn't want to have that same conversation with my kid. And so for me, it was like, yo, never become that. At least check that box that I tried. And if it doesn't work out, at least I could say I tried. Because he was sitting there with 40 years of regrets and what ifs. And he was a shark. He probably would have crossed whatever he wanted to do, but he just didn't take the chance on himself.
Do you have a sense of why that was? Just doubt,
no,
kind of insecurity?
I think everybody has a different answer, right? There's a million excuses you can make for everything, right? Like I didn't want to wake up at 7 a.m. to play tennis this morning. I didn't want to go on that 6 run yesterday. But either people have goals and they go after them, or they just sit there and make excuses, right? And it doesn't mean like I'm trying to give up chocolate for years. I'm still making excuses why I'm eating chocolate. But yeah, I think people just like, and as you get older, you fall into this level of comfortability. Hey, you have a kid. Okay, I got to support the kid. It's hard to leave that 9 to 5. Oh, I'm making 100K a year. Shit, I can't go 6 months without making money. Like, it gets much more difficult as you get older. And like, I think I was just very fortunate that I did it when I was 24 and had nothing to lose.
Yeah. I think that that's for sure true. And obviously you had a really great idea, and that's proven out, going from thousands of dollars to $50 million in sales, and who knows where it's going to go from here now that you're in Target. And it's really, I think that's awesome. I read this morning and I saw some silly meme saying that, you know, so many people live 1 year of their life 74 times or 80 times. And in my industry, we talk about reliving your first year in the business 20 times or 30 times. And that's because we get stuck in these patterns and these habits. And we end up, unfortunately, like your dad or people that we know that are filled with regret. So what I'm fascinated with, what is that difference? Like, why do some people take action where other people don't? And then how are you able to keep going even now that you started to enjoy what I imagine is monetary success?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, man. I think what separates the people from actually the doers and the don'ts is like the people who are okay with getting hit in the face constantly, right? Like that's entrepreneurship in a nutshell, is we just keep getting hit. We get repeated shots to the face, and eventually your shin either gets very strong or gets busted. And 7 years into this thing, an email or text, a lawsuit, those are just days in the life, right? And before, those are things that would have had me on the shower floor crying till 4 in the morning, right? And you just become resilient and you got to push through. And that's the beauty of entrepreneurship, right? Like we get to choose our own pain. And I'd rather choose that pain instead of being a slave to the 9 to 5 rat race any day of the week.
Yeah, just imagine 8, 9 years ago thinking about you served with a lawsuit, how that would have just freaked you out, and now it's not a big deal. And that's probably true across just really everything that you're doing. So if you could give somebody that lesson, but you probably can't. People just have to do it themselves. And
Yeah, I would say just do it yourself, but also just get started. Like if you do have a good idea out there, there will never be a perfect time. And like me and my wife are talking about having kids, right? Like you guys have children or no? Yeah, there's never a perfect time, right? That's at least what I hear. And you can put it off for as long as you want, but you're never gonna be fully prepared. But the best way to swim is just jump in the pool. So if you got an idea for a business, you just have to get started. The worst that happens is you tried and it didn't work out.
just get started. And you certainly weren't ready, or maybe you were. Did you have tons of money?
Oh man, I had bro. I worked. I was one of Uber's first ever salespeople, and I saved up a little bit of money. Let's call it like $2,500 in a bank account.
Okay.
And I had student. I had crazy student loan debt and an expensive, not expensive, but back then it was $1,000 a month. And essentially, I had this whiteboard and literally put up every day. And it was me, my brother, and my other co-founder, and we put how much money we had in our bank account. And every time we ate, we subtracted $10 or $15 from McDonald's. And the rule was if it went to zero, we would have to bow out of the company and go back to a real job to get the bank account back up. And dude, it's gone down to double digits sometimes. But yeah, we grinded and we made sure it never, we work odd jobs on the weekends. We would do anything and everything to make sure we just had enough money to survive. But for 18 months, we didn't pay ourselves and we just did odd jobs to keep the lights on, but 12, 14, 13, 16-hour days, we were grinding to make this company a reality.
What a great story. Do you still have, did you say it was a wakeboard?
It was a big whiteboard.
A whiteboard.
Whiteboard. So it just had our names and our spend. And yeah, the whole goal was just don't die and go to zero.
Just don't blow yourself up. Just don't go to zero. I think that that's probably a great piece of advice right there.
Exactly.
Do whatever it takes. Going to McDonald's, $10 off. Chris, you're
Yep.
down to $30, man.
It was
You
bad,
better
bro.
do something.
Yep, exactly. That was exactly the mindset.
So,
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're going through that, did you know that you did a good job day to day? Did you think about stuff like that? It's like, how did I know that I did a good job today? Because you're not making money.
Yeah. It's a good question. I think in almost any business, right? Like, so with this new thing I have, the Founders Club, there's stuff that we did 12 months ago that we'll look back and be like, we were idiots. We didn't know any better. And that's part of entrepreneurship. That's part of learning a new role. Like, if I was to build another e-commerce company tomorrow, 2 years of the shit that I didn't be getting a lot doing for the new company, right? So you got to put in the work, get the battle scars, figure out what's worth it, what's not worth it. I used to make Excel sheets of hundreds of retail stores, and I could have just exported that from Google. Instead, I was making the sheets, like spending hours doing that stupid stuff like that. But no, I think we'd have one or two big milestones a week that we'd want to push forward. As long as we were doing that, we would start seeing more website traffic, more sales on the website. Granted, it wasn't me, the money going to my personal bank account, but the nets were starting to sell. And in the early days, it was literally, how do I get 100 people to my site? I knew my conversion rate. It started to get predictable, right? So if I could pay X amount of money for 100 new visitors, this is the conversion rate. Here's the profit for the business. Cool. Let's do as much as possible to add 100 new more visitors to the site. And every day it would go from 100 to 1,000 to 1,500, you know, and we just kept scaling from there.
So do you enjoy the analytic side of it, or is that hard for you?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've grown to enjoy it and grown to love it. The nice thing about numbers is they don't lie, right? Like once you, there's a lot of people that don't like opening up the P&L, don't like opening up their bank account or their Amex account to see how much debt they have. It's a scary feeling. But once you kind of get comfortable with that scary feeling and jumping in the deep end, it's really fun to maneuver these numbers around, and like stuff starts to get predictable, right? Over time. So I think the sooner that you have a comfortability with your numbers and also running a business and having headcount and employees, it's fun. One of my biggest mistakes was getting removed from the numbers. We hired this fancy, expensive CFO for 2 years and made a lot of bad decisions that I just accepted because I figured he knew better than me.
Turns out, no.
Turns out we were taking on too much debt to afford employees that we couldn't afford. So, yeah, early stage company, revenue is growing 300% every year. You want to build an army of a team, but realistically, you don't need that. At least in my world, where it was an e-commerce business. Now we're down to a couple of employees and the business is doing the same thing it was doing a year ago when we had an army of 30 people, you know?
Interesting. I find it interesting what people's ideas of success are. Because I think that when we look at how we've fallen in love with entrepreneurship, does that mean I should grow a business and be the CEO and have 1,000 employees?
Yep.
Well, you could do that, but is that what you want? And would that make you happy? How do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I've kind of leaned into my why a little bit more. And in the beginning, you want the flashy cars, you want the mansion, you want the hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, 7 years in at 32, right? Like, care about time with my wife, with my dog, wanting to start a family, going to exercise, being present, being able to come out at 6 o'clock for dinner, right? And cooking a meal together. I'll trade that over an extra zero on my bank account any day of the week. So I think it's leaning more into the stuff that I really care about and building my dream life around that. And it's cool. I was playing tennis this morning with somebody with $100 million exit, right? Like I might not get there. I'm completely cool with that because I have the life that I want. And that's what I'm working for every day.
Do you think that that's a sign of maturity? Do you think that your wants are going to keep changing?
Yeah, I think wants and your why adapts, right? The first why was get myself out of student loan debt. The second why was to provide for my family, and eventually it will be to provide for my children, right? And I might need to buckle up, right? And work harder and work on Saturday and Sunday, 18 hours a week to provide for those kids. But hopefully I'm never in a position where money's that scarce. But yeah, I think your why changes over time, but the sooner you get dialed in on your why, your mission kind of gets much more purposeful.
It's clear what you need to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm kicking around and getting in my head. How do you give that to somebody that hasn't had it or they haven't taken action? We'll just go back to maybe your dad because you shared that story. Is it possible to get through to somebody, or do they need to come to it on their own?
I think the power There's power with community, right? With people being surrounded. I don't know what the expression is, but it's like you're some of your 9 closest friends or whatever that is. It's like an osmosis effect, right? So for me, it was really important to get away from the farm where nobody went to college, nobody has a incredible job, and they're kind of all just working for the weekend. As soon as I moved to a major city, I'm meeting people, I'm networking, I'm hanging around, I'm bumping shoulders with people. And eventually it's like, these people want to jump in on business. This guy could educate me here. It's just grabbing a coffee and I'm learning, I'm picking up more knowledge than I did in a year at Quinnipiac, right? So I think it's that osmosis effect and why I think what we're building with the Founders Club, with we almost have 250 entrepreneurs enrolled in this community we built, and they're all 7, 8, 9-figure entrepreneurs. They're all flying in for events left and right, but we're bumping shoulders, we're learning together, we're masterminding, we're networking. And at the end of the day, like, walked away with new friends, but also like newer motivation to get started on whatever project I'm working on.
Yeah, I think that's super powerful. You know, talk about your experience growing up on the farm, small town. I think we can probably, a lot of us went through something like that. And then you have people that are growing up in absolute poverty and generational poverty, and still some people escape from it, but the majority do not. And, you know, I think the problem is probably true too. If I was raised in absolute privilege, if my folks were billionaires, that's just a different kind of set of problems, but it's a problem nonetheless. So be able to find those people who are of the same mind and moving in the same direction I can see where that would be really valuable.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Completely. I love it. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can I pick up a CrossNet? And how can I learn more about Founders Club and learn more things about you?
Follow me on social at Chris Mead on most platforms. If you want to buy a net, you go to crossnetgame.com. We're also the number one volleyball net on Amazon, so you can check that out, or your local Target. And if you are an entrepreneur looking for a community, trying to network with like-minded people, trying to grow your business, whether it's your personal, your business, your relationships, the Founders Club is there for you. Foundersclubofficial.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Chris your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow him on social media at Chris Mead. Certainly link all those in the notes of the show. Pick up your CrossNet on Amazon or go to crossnetgame.com and then go to foundersclubofficial.com.
Correct.
And find the community there. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks, brother.
Finally, till next time, remember, do your part, doing your best.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight, with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.